Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are heading to our daily tech and business report. We are joined by Bloomberg's Kara Carlson. Elon Musk hoping his robo-taxi service can turn things around for the company, which has seen a slump in vehicle sales. Musk says he plans to have the service up and running in Austin in about a week and a half. So, Kara, what do we know about Tesla's robo-taxi?
Hi, thanks for having me. So Tesla is saying that they're now targeting just about a week and a half from now, June 22nd, to have the first public rides of its rideshare service. This is something they've been saying they're going to have for years and working towards autonomy. It's something they've really bet the company on. So we still don't totally know scale. We think, at least as far as Elon Musk has shared recently, it could start as low as 10 to 20 cars in a very small part of Austin, about a couple square miles. And it could scale from there. It's not entirely clear how fast Tesla will be able to scale it.
How important is it for Tesla to be doing this at this time?
Yeah, this is something that Tesla has really bet a lot of its future on. A lot of investors really put a lot of weight into their ability to have some autonomy and autonomous technology as a big weight into their future. And it's also at a time when Tesla sales have been slumping. You know, they've really had a rough start to the year. Last year was also a tough sales year. So they really need something to look forward to. And that's really what a lot of people are looking towards, is robo-taxi, and beyond that, just autonomous vehicles in general.
How long do you put 10 to 20 vehicles out on the road before you decide it's successful enough to, you know, maybe double the number of vehicles you have out there?
You know, I think that's something Tesla's going to have to decide. They have said they have the ability to scale up to hundreds within a few months, but Elon Musk has said it's something they're going to, you know, be watching and doing safely. It's not entirely clear what metrics they're hoping to use or how they plan on releasing that. We don't know yet who might have access to those first 10 to 20 vehicles, or how soon, you know, every random person in Austin might be able to just take a Tesla rideshare.
Now, there are other robo-taxi services in Austin, and so how hard is it going to be for Tesla to catch up with, say, Waymo?
Yeah, so Waymo is currently the only one operating. We have had a few versions of robo-taxi. Cruise was here for a bit. Argo AI partner with Lyft for a bit. So it's something, you know, Austinites are familiar with. They're used to seeing these, and plenty of people take Waymo now. They have about 100 vehicles on the road. So it really remains to be seen how fast Tesla can scale up, and also how fast they can expand out of those few square miles. Waymo has a pretty sizable part of central Austin now. So it will really be the first test for how Waymo and Tesla compare and how they might scale up from there.
You said that, you know, Austin is used to seeing them driving around, but how popular is it to have somebody, you know, take a Waymo?
You know, that's something that Waymo would probably know best. They say that a lot of their riders do prefer that service, and it goes through Uber, so it's something people do have to opt into if they want to use it. But people here do definitely take it, just like they would any other Uber. Not everyone's, you know, that's something they're always interested in, and it is restricted to certain areas of Austin. So it's not necessarily something you can take every place, or everyone in the city might be taking it.
Okay, here's the million-dollar question, though. Do robo-taxis have improved technology to the point where companies like Tesla can put it in their regular cars that they sell to people?
So Tesla is taking a bit of a different approach than Waymo and other robo-taxi companies. They're not using certain radar and LiDAR technology. And so Tesla is saying any car that rolls off its factory that has a certain level of hardware, so anything new coming off the factory will eventually be capable of joining the robo-taxi fleet. That is Elon Musk's eventual goal, is, you know, everyday Tesla drivers who aren't using their car in the moment could opt to have their Tesla go join the fleet for a few hours while they're, you know, at home or doing whatever and not needing the car.
Wow. That is Bloomberg's Kara Carlson. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.